K for Kara, Book 20. Who is the Most Popular? By Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. New Girl. Kara and her parents have overslept. All three of them are running around the house, putting on clothes and brushing their teeth. "Hurry up, Kara," her mum yells from the kitchen. "You'll be late." Kara runs down and grabs a roll. She wishes she had time off school like Julie. Right now, she is in Greece with her parents, and she will not be back until next week. She has sent pictures from a pool to all the girls in their class. Even though Kara bikes as fast as she can, she does not reach the school before the bell rings. She hates being late. It is as if everyone looks at her in an uncomfortable way, especially the boys. They sometimes even laugh. But today, no one looks at Kara when she carefully opens the door and slips into the classroom. Today, everything feels different, and not just because Julie is not here. Only Karen, their teacher, gives her a quick nod when Kara sits down in her chair next to Malou. Everyone in her class is looking at a strange girl next to Karen. She has long brown hair, and she's wearing a hairband and a nice dress with buttons. Kara does not understand what is happening at first. "Who's that?" Kara asks Malou. "She's going to be in our class," Malou whispers. The name Gabriella is on the blackboard. Karen explains why everything went so fast. "Gabriella is from a different school. I wasn't told until yesterday." She smiles at Gabriella, and then at the entire class. Gabriella apparently already told them about herself, because Karen tells her to sit next to Rose, in Julie's chair. "Rose," Karen says, "you'll be Gabriella's buddy all week." Rose nods eagerly. "You'll be in charge of showing Gabriella around the school so she feels welcome." Rose nods again. This time, she nods at Gabriella. Even though Karen starts writing today's assignments on the blackboard, the entire class is still staring at the new girl. Kara cannot stop staring at her either. She cannot wait to tell Julie about this. Gabriella sits on the edge of the chair with a straight back and her nose turned up. She looks kind of weird, Kara thinks. Her clothes especially look different, and she is really pretty.